Thursday this time must be I Love This Town time, right? And it is. I want to say thank you to Charlotte for her story today. Charlotte is our storyteller from Ukiah this week. And Charlotte writes, this actually happened a few years ago, but every time I hear you talking about living in a small town, I start thinking about this. It just reminds me. So I finally just had to tell you, Kate. We bought our house in Ukiah some years ago, and we lived a good life in it, raised our family in it, dogs and cats, and, well, a few years back, all the kids were grown and gone, and we had one of those moments when we realized, wow, we had really lived in this house. I mean, it looked really lived in. Maybe it was time to do some sprucing up. Some big sprucing up. I had always wanted a master suite. So now I talked my husband into a renovation that would give us one. This was a huge job, though. I mean, this is moving walls around. So we took up temporary residence at a rental down the road and let the construction crew do their thing. Of course, we had to take a lot of our stuff with us. I mean, from the bedroom, everything, and the bathroom, and most of the kitchen. And then we had to move it all back when the work was done and we could come home. Boxes and bags and suitcases and multiple trips and you get the idea. But finally, the last day was over. We had everything back. We were back in our house and sitting down for a break when there was a knock at the door. And there was a man there who asked me, "Is this your shoe?" Well, it sure looked like my shoe, and I told him that, but I also said I'm going to have to go look and explain the situation. I mean, it could just look like my shoes. He said no. He figured it was mine because, and held up the other shoe. He had to explain, "I found one of them down at the corner, and I figured it's a nice shoe, but it's laying on the corner." So I was kind of standing there just looking around, and down the block I saw something I thought could be another shoe. So I walked down here and, yep, there it was, the mate laying in the gutter in front of your house. So I thought I'd try here first. I remembered that I'd set that pair of shoes on the roof of the car when I was packing the last load. And those shoes had made it all the way to the corner. Well, one of them actually made it down the street. I never noticed either one of them fall. I don't know how I forgot about them on the roof, but I did. And every time I hear you talk about living in a small town, I think to myself, now where else but in a small town would a neighbor take that time and put in that much effort to find not just the owner of one shoe, but its mate, and bring them back to me? I love this town. Yeah. Charlotte, I get it. I love this town.